Unfortunately, some of your Philadelphia teaching colleagues have been up to no good. They have been helping the students cheat on the state standardized test that is being administered every year, and they've been changing test scores, and apparently in one school they gave it out as an open book test.
Yeah, if your kids are not passing, then your services are no longer needed.
Okay, so then are you saying that this is a way for the teachers to save their asses and cook the books?
Yeah, pretty much.
Okay. Sounds good. God bless our educational system. Yay! Let me see. Okay. Okay, when the recorder is in play, then we are at play. Ladies and gentlemen, G5 Radio 2014. You know, we starting this shit the same way we started 2013 with a whole bunch of controversy. So, actually, I kind of had to tweak my soundboard a little bit, and it's hopefully a little easier here. So, soundboard, let's get to it. Okay, now. Mr. GPS has requested the floor for the first topic of the show. Mr. GPS, first of all, teacher extraordinaire Mr. Cortez, good evening, sir.
Good evening, folks. How are we doing out there?
Okay, and live via satellite from?
Milford, PA.
Dilford, PA?
Milford, PA.
Milford, where the hell is that?
About an hour east of the Poconos.
Ah, okay. You thinking about going skiing?
Yes.
Oh, very nice. Okay. All right. Well, good luck with that. Break a leg. But anyway, Mr. GPS, good evening, sir.
Good evening. Good evening.
Okay. Now, break it on down, Mr. GPS. Take Cortez to church.
Mr. Cortez?
Yes, sir.
I have not heard from you all last week.
Oh, I called left some messages, didn't I?
Have you been in hiding?
Yes, I have been hiding in some ways or another. Mm. I've been on a run, unfortunately.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, there are quite a few of you on the run. Apparently, some of your Philadelphia teaching colleagues have been up to no good.
Oh, my God. Preach on.
Oh, please
do. They have been helping the students cheat on the state standardized test that is being administered every year, and they've been changing test scores, and apparently in one school they gave it out as an open book test.
Talk about acing an open book test. Some people still fail.
Oh, man, they've been doing that for it, because the issue with that, if you don't mind me jumping in.
Uh-oh.
Oh, yeah, go right ahead.
Rebuttal.
The problem is a lot of these teachers, man, if they're not showing tests, they're not showing progressive test scores, they're firing them, man. They're letting them go.
Ooh.
Yeah, if your kids are not passing, then your services are no longer needed.
Okay, so then are you saying that this is a way for the teachers to save their asses and cook the books?
Yeah, pretty much.
Okay.
Hush.
Sounds good. God bless our educational system. Yay. One plus one is a potato. Next. Well, preach on, GPS. Preach on.
I just want you to know that if they ask me where you are, I'm going to say, y'all wait here. I'll go get it myself.
Oh, my. So, in other words, are you diming out, Mr. Cortez?
I'm not going to dime them out. I'm going to just come get them myself. And, you know, for the right amount, I can hide them or...
Or?
Hide them one up.
Or what?
Hide them one up.
Oh, my. Is that another... let's call a spade, Mr. GPS. Isn't that kind of like a formal way of saying that you're a bounty hunter?
Oh, man. Would I?
Hmm. So you would sell Mr. Cortez down the river with a boat and no paddle?
I would take him right from the DJs as he was pumping gas if I could get my hands on him then.
Oh. This is getting deep, Mr. Cortez. This is getting real deep.
That's what friends are for, man.
For good times. And $20? I'll be on your side for the last 5 minutes.
Man, I know it was that crazy, man.
Man, I'll take you to the curb.
I tell you, all jokes aside, though, when I heard that they had already fired three principals and that somewhere in the neighborhood of 130 teachers were on the list, whether they're currently working or already retired.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they're talking about taking pensions. I was like, dude, for real?
Yeah, man, because it's... See, the thing in education is, man, you know, if some people, that's all they know how to do is teach, man. You take that away from them, man, you might as well. It's like putting a nail on a coffin mentality. It's just like you just killing them right there on the spot, man.
That's crazy.
So they gonna do anything they can to keep their job?
Well, I guess they did. Yeah, you know, they it's kind of like what I said. They fucked up the curve. Literally. They fucked up the curve. So,
yes, they did.
I say we must move on from that thing. But we appreciate you, Mr. GPS, for letting us know about that. We appreciate your hard nose to the grind investigative journalism. Thank you.
Yes, it's very appreciative.
Yes.
And also keep in mind, I don't administer tests, man. I'm just an art teacher.
Say that again.
I do not administer tests. I am the art teacher. Yes. I don't administer no tests.
Wow, yeah, it'd be kind of hard to fail the open book on that one.
Yeah, I know, right?
Yeah, so it's like, man.
It's loaded. Hate it or love it. I'm gonna always be beloved. You understand me? Woo. Beloved.
Is it getting clearer? I'm looking in the mirror. Yeah. I'm saying to myself,
that's a fly nigga.
Yeah, look, it's the city. Got all my niggas with me. Yeah. You know that they get busy.
Let's ride, nigga. You niggas know I'm hot.
Oh, man, check it out.
All my fans say fuck you in the fan mail, cause I had they main girl on a handheld. I go to the store, they try to pop my fan bell, then I body them in the street like Cornbread Earl. Boy, I'm that girl, I'm like a pit bull. Windex in the pen to make it crystal. 170, but in rap, I'm a big dude. So yeah, I got bars like a gym room. Boy, I'm that dirty, so tell a rap jury that tennis, the only way a nigga gon' serve me. My black Mac Bernie, I even Mac Siri. Shit, I'm killing the mic like Conrad Murray. Get your weight up, boy, you wanna hustle with it. Even my protein bars got muscle in it. Pop my trunk, pop yours, nothing in it. I'm cool, so hold up.
Wait a minute.
Let's go.
You niggas know I'm hot.
Right.
They tryna take my spot.
I'm loaded, about ready to spit a verse. Uh-huh. On haters, I unloaded, be ready to get his hearse. I'm about to serve him notice. If Harlem don't get him first, send him down to unemployment, cause homie gon' get this work.
Right.
Hot bins, every honey gets top 10. If she hops in, then more than likely we not friends. Look, I'm locked in. Hit you like Skelly, your top spin. First I pop, then I'm out like Pirelli's on stock rims. Flies in the game, still applying the pain. Since Nook was top villain and Light was riding the train. These paper thin villains get scraped and thrown in the plane. 85 percent of rappers is fake and so is the king. Now that's a no-brainer. 36 in my chamber. Now I'm moment of silence. I throw a L up a banger. Lyrics is not a singer. Don't ever forget his gangster. The ladies, they get the thumbs up. Coppers just get the finger. Beloved.
My vision getting clearer. I'm looking in the mirror. Yeah. I'm saying to myself,
that's a fly nigga.
Yeah, Harlem is the city. Got all my niggas with me.
Yeah.
You know that they get busy.
Let's ride, nigga.
Da 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 da.
You niggas know I'm hot.
Right. Da 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 da.
Yeah.
Da 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 da.
They tryna take my spot.
Right.
digress, and now we're going to go on to this other story, which it's a crazy-ass story. And let me get Soundboard into it. Soundboard, let's do it. Okay, now, this story, of course, would be only from the city of brotherly love, the Illadelph. But there ain't no love in this story. And it all starts in a Burlington Coat factory in Upper Darby.
Ooh, I used to go to that one, man. They had some good stuff up there.
Oh, yeah? So, like what? Yeah.
Man, all Burlington Coat factories have about the same stuff in them, man. Just about, you know, if you don't want to spend too much, or you on a budget, that might be the way for you to go.
Okay, well, you know, sometimes, though, some people decide they want to go above the law and do a five-finger discount.
Yeah, they do. I seen somebody do that, the one up here, up in Delaware, man. I seen a cat. It was weird how he did it, too, man, because he stole something. Then he started heading for the front, man. And in the front of the Burlington Coat factory, there's only one way.
Oh, my. Hold on a second here. We lost Mr. GPS, and I'll get him right back in here. So continue on, sir.
So, you know, this cat stole something. He sat into the front, man. And they had these singles set in place, or these signs set in place. So you are still, and they'll track you down. They tracked him down. Even before he got the door, they nabbed him.
Whoa.
All right, man.
Okay. All right. Well, that's what happens, man. You know, you try to do some five-finger discount, the long arm of the law will get you. Mr. GPS.
Yes, sir. I'm back. Thank you.
Okay. No problem. Now, usually the long arm of the law will take you and incarcerate you. But how about if the long arm of the law was your father and he beat your ass down? Dare I speak more? Yes, I shall.
Do it.
Yes, sir. When this gentleman's son was caught allegedly shoplifting in Burlington, the papa didn't sweep it under the rug. What he basically did was, from what the popo said, he grabbed a broom from a sales display as he walked to the security office. Once there, he repeatedly beat the son with the broom before dragging him to the sidewalk and then knocking him out unconscious. Mama said knock you out.
Ugh. He got his ass whooped.
Oh, big time. And this is the best quote that I've heard from a popo about this. Quote, unquote, he beat him like a piece of meat. Chuck or ground beef? Never mind.
Wow, sirloin.
There you go. It's one thing, he continues on, it's one thing to discipline a kid. It's another thing to felonously. Ooh. Popo saying a big word? That's a conundrum. Felonously assault a child, then not even give him medical help. You know, you can't do that. You know you can't do that. Well, the G-Dog is here. He's giving defenses. Everybody else is here. And it was the best part about this is it was all caught on store surveillance cameras. And they said it was a nasty, nasty case.
Sounds like it was, man. Get your ass beat down like that. Get your ass beat down like that, man. It had to be a nasty case, but sometimes you gotta do what you gotta do. Mm-hmm. You know, I feel bad, but, you know, I think once in a while, everybody needs a little ass whooping once in a while.
Well, that's true. That was your campaign slogan for the last presidential campaign. Whoop a child's ass.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, well, you know, Mr. GPS, let me take you step by step of what happened here. I'll put a little drum roll here, my own drum roll. As he's walking in, he picks up a broom in the store from a sales display and walks into the security office with the broom and then starts beating his son with the broom. Then he throws down the broom. He throws the broom down and punches, kicks, and knocks the kid to the ground. All this happened while the boy's cousin sat nearby.
Yeah, what could he do? He ain't gonna get no ass whooping, man, for something he didn't do. I mean, come on, bro.
But then part two happened. The next thing you know, he's outside of the store and he starts punching him and beating him again. But this time, he knocks him down, stomps him on the head, and knocks him unconscious. Mama said knock you out.
I guess he did, man.
Yes, she did.
He slammed a child on a hard concrete.
Wow. Cousin was like, what is going on?
Dilly, Dally. He didn't run through the alley.
Not at all. Not at all. Mr. GPS, your thoughts on this?
I was going to say, look, I got to side with the dad, man. Look, my son's 10, and, you know, he starts acting up in school or cutting up. You know, I get right on him. And mm-hmm. So this kid's got to know better. I mean, shit, your father is a cop, dude. You can't be doing this shit.
No. The pop's not a cop.
I thought he was, man. I thought he was like a cop or something.
No, not at all. No, he's just a regular dad.
Oh.
He's a regular dad, but now this regular dad's in Delaware County Prison on $100,000 bail, charged with aggravated assault and related offenses.
Oh, okay. Well, see, now I got to pull dad aside. Listen, there's a place called home where you could do whatever you want.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
In the confines of your own home.
You can go up and down them steps all day.
I'm dragging.
Yeah, man, made that doggy fresh song come alive. Punch her in the belly and stepped on your foot. Slammed the child on the hard concrete.
You gotta do it just like the moms do it. You wait till we get home.
Oh, man.
Get you while you're sleeping.
There you go. It reminds me of the Will Smith song. One was beaten while the other was driving.
Wow. How about that?
Yes, indeed. And this was 7 p.m. Friday at the 69th Street Burlington factory near Chestnut. And the two 16-year-old kids were caught stealing, and this is what happens. When Papa finds out and, you know, as the old song goes, punks jump up to get beat down.
Just like James Brown used to say, Papa don't take no mess. Papa don't take no mess.
Give nothing but abuse.
Hey, man, you know, man, sometimes you gotta do what you gotta do. Yeah. Sometimes you gotta do what you gotta do, man. I mean, I don't feel bad at all, because I feel as though the young man, you know, he had it coming to him.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Maybe dad's technique was a little bit questionable.
I think so. You know, it's sad to see it happen, but you know what? Sometimes it's, you know, you do dirt, you get dirt.
He got more than dirt, man. He got his ass whooped, bro.
Mm-hmm.
He was sitting up in the dirt. He was a part of the dirt.
Dig it.
One day when I was riding on the train, I seen these two kids talking about the Nubian rain had fallen. I didn't say nothing because these kids caught my goat. Even wore my coat like a murder that they wrote. So this kid with mouth swagger now blazed the cloak and dagger. So I got to show groups of my Sherlock that I am. I could rock a jam, make the world drop ham. Oh yes, I'm the bad man, and bad men wear black. And if it comes to dropping bombs, yo, I'm with that. Now I can freak, block, flow, fuck up a faggot. Don't understand the ways, and I ain't down with days. You wanna drop the style that was made from my mom and my dad. When I was young, I used to run with a notepad. Then time flew, and somehow I knew that I was bad to the bone. Black prodigy since the age of 20. I could write a rhyme, rip it up, and write the next one right on the spot. Sign my name with a dot, diamond D, threw me some smooth shit. Bronx crowd roar. Suck up your whack jam, everybody hit the floor. Okay, it's you, Slim, the hard rock of the pack. Don't wanna kneel to the brothers. You must be holin', bust some shit in his chest. Now his whole body's swollen. Why did I have to do it? He asked
for it. His man saw it, so it don't mean shit to me. He's gone, that's how it's supposed to be. Check it out now. I ain't going out, man, that short shit is dead. Have you heard what I said? If not, ask the dread. He got a cannon that's bad, similar to the one that I got from my old dad. Punk ass will be grass quick fast like my name was Flash. When a nigga try and rob me for my cash, you thought you had a sweet Vic, nice pick, but you didn't anticipate that I might be sick. Now who's the trick, cause I'm not a hoe.
No.
I always do the fucking, just might do the bucking. I leave my Nike stuck in your rectum till you learn. Brand newbie in yo, you gotta respect them. Dissect them, yo, our word is born regardless. Tuma wanting to do the Puma strut and stuff the fuck off before I punch you in your face with the motherfucking bass. Then you're gonna taste blood in your mouth. We're gonna flood south to the ground. You ain't gonna know I don't fuck around. See if you think you had two soft new jacks. We're gonna have to off you with a few cracks to the jaw, and you won't pop that shit no more. Explain it to your friends while you're laying on the floor. Did you want some more? I didn't think so. Just got whipped like a faggot in the clink. So I suggest you take your bloody mess and find a piece of wire. Fix a broken jaw, then it's time to retire. Lord Jamal will live long, cause I give strong blows to the heads of my foes. Dread flows, gives me power as it grows. Watch out, Ross Cloudy, you catch the speed, not heed not. And hell will be your home, Lord Jamal Sadat, as we swell your dome.
Gonna have to go from that one now to another incident, and the actually on the other side of the coast here. So and I'll just jump right into it, because then we got another story here. So this is kind of like the kitty section of our show today. But the second one is kind of a sad one here. It seems as if a 23-year-old California woman died after a group of five, and this is through our friends at the NY Daily News. After a group of goons, as they were called, jumped and critically injured a woman as she waited outside a Santa Ana nightclub early Saturday. So, I'm trying to see here what was the real whole cause of this. I mean, the girl was only 23 years old. So she remains hospitalized on life support as doctors wait to use her donated organs.
Wow.
Yeah. She was declared brain dead Sunday, only about 36 hours after three women and two men severely beat her following an argument outside of a club called the Crosby. Five suspects made a run for it while the victim was rushed to the hospital, where police described her as comatose on Monday and in critical condition. And it started with a verbal argument, and it escalated to a physical altercation. And basically, they beat her till she was unconscious.
They did more than beat her, man. Do they have him in custody at all, or you don't know?
From what I'm seeing here, let's keep it going here.
Once you get off of life support, that is, at that point, it is murder.
They're still on the loose. Because the cops are still looking at video footage that can help try to get them.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
You got to see, man, you go to these clubs, you don't know what, you know, sometimes it doesn't even pay to even go to these functions at these clubs.
And then here's the thing, and of course, this is what will piss me off here. Let's see. The police are, as I said, they're showing the footage. They're looking through the footage that could help collar the suspects. And they are described between 20 to 25-year-old Hispanics. What fucking dickheads, man. You know what? Bring down a people, would you? Bring down a people. Man, you just can't... Hero of the Stupids. They're a nomination. Plain and simple. Plain and simple. Mr. GPS, your thoughts?
It's absolutely terrible. You can go out at a nice time, you know, listen to some good music, maybe get some dancing in, have a few drinks. And, you know, everybody may not necessarily get along, but not every verbal argument has to turn into a physical altercation. You know, there's five of you and one of her. I mean, seriously? It was that bad? Seriously?
I'm telling you, it was deep. It's a shame.
So. One of you could not have done it? It took all five of y'all.
But we don't know if it how deep it... You know, we don't know what really sparked this whole entire thing. Because sometimes a few words exchanged and then it just gets out of hand. But I don't think nobody deserves to get that kind of, you know, that kind of licking, man.
Mm-hmm. That's very true. So, we'll see what comes, with this whole situation. We'll keep you abreast of what happens. But, you know, condolences to the family, of course, and hopefully the Popo will find out what's going on. If you know any information, please contact your local Santa Ana Police Department and let justice be served. So, let's... I just saw this other one here. And we're going to have to... I think we're going to have to stay on the same side of the coast here. Let me find this. Oh, yes. We definitely got to do this one. So, soundboard, once again, let's do it. Okay. Mr. Cortez, Mr. GPS, the first words out of your mouth when you think of Taco Bell.
A little dog,
man. A little dog, okay.
Little dog, little Taco Bell dog.
All right, Mr. GPS, what is the first word you think of?
I need a six-pack hard.
What's that?
I need a six-pack hard.
Six-pack hard.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I appreciate that, but, you know, like I mentioned before, that's none of your business. I know I got that six-pack. But anyway. I get what you're saying. But now we're going to go a step further. Can you... All right, GPS. Can you say that now you can consider Taco Bell racist? You can't be kidding me, Holmes. Why? Here's why. A drunken... And this is from the Daily News, nydailynews.com. A drunken Mexican man was hit and killed by a car after the cops leave him at the Taco Bell because, quote unquote, they need to find an interpreter. Can you translate he's dead?
I'm sorry, say this again?
Yes. This Mexican gentleman dies after being dropped off at the Taco Bell by cops because, quote unquote, they'll have somebody that interprets. So,
what did they pick him up for?
Well, I'll go with the story here. The family of an Ohio man, Uriel Juarez Popoca, who was hit by a car, is accusing the Delaware County Sheriff's Office of racial discrimination and putting their loved one in danger as a part of a perverse joke about his Mexican heritage. Civil rights lawsuit has been filed. It says here, and this is in the place of love that we call Cincinnati, in the Natty. Big ups to the Natty. They accuse the authorities of racial discrimination and putting their loved one in danger as part of a perverse joke. The attorney for the patrolman said that the discrimination allegations are ludicrous and that the officers gave Popoca, quote-unquote, a major break by letting him go, especially considering that his legal status in the country was in question. But here's the deal. He was driving drunk on Interstate 71 in Sunbury. Where is that, Mr. GPS?
Sunbury. It's right outside of Cincinnati. I'm going to say just north or just south. Not far away, though.
Okay. All right. Well, he was about 25 miles north of Columbus when he was pulled over in a grass median. Now, deputies responded to calls about a possible drunk driver, found the victim, who spoke very little English, sitting inside his truck, clearly intoxicated. At that point, the lawsuit says that the deputies should have followed standard protocol and given a blood alcohol test, and then either detained him or turned him over to a family member or a friend for pending charges. Instead, they dropped him off at a Taco Bell restaurant about 5 miles away.
Damn.
Yes. And here's the whole thing that really got people pissed off. The actual quote from the video camera and the Popo's squad car said, yeah, we're going to drop him off at a Taco Bell. An officer can be heard saying on the dash cam video, I figure they'll have somebody that interprets. Can you say dead in English or in Spanish?
Wow, so if he was black, they'd have dropped him off at KFC or Popeye's?
Oh, God, they probably would have.
If he was Asian, they'd have dropped him off at a Chinese restaurant?
Oh, my God. Okay, round it off. If he was Italian, where would they drop him off at?
Oh, Olive Garden.
They both got it right. Great googly moogly. Mr. Cortez, your thoughts?
I'm not shocked. I'm not shocked by that at all, man.
Mm-hmm.
I guess they felt as though that's the only way he can get help was at that particular institution.
I guess so. Jesus. I mean, but look what happened to him. He wound up getting killed.
Yeah, well, man, hey, hopefully this would be a wake-up call, man. It's going to be a wake-up call for they're going to have a lot more police sensitivity courses, man.
That's true. That's true. So, Mr. GPS, chime on in.
Oh, man, look, that's really heavy. I mean, come on, there's a thing called protocol.
Mm-hmm.
Every job.
Right.
No matter what you do, whether it be teaching, driving, handling the mail, there's a protocol to follow when you're in doubt. And if there is any doubt, you call somebody else above you.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, listen, this is my issue. What do I do? And you follow their advice word for word.
Right.
That person's called a supervisor.
Ah. Or as some people would say in jobs, stupidvisor.
Ooh, baby.
That's a different story. So, either way, condolences, obviously, to the family. And you know what? I hope they win. I really do, because, you know, nobody deserves to have that happen. They were supposed to follow protocol and, you know, take him somewhere where he can't be harm to himself or anybody else. Simple as that.
Hit me!
Come when they wanna, so get the morgue truck and then bomb the corner. They don't care cause they stay paid anyway. They treat you like an ace that can't beat the tray. I know you stumble with no use people. If your life is on the line, then you're dead today. Latecomers with the latecomers treasure. That's a body bag in disguise, y'all, I'll bet ya. I call them body snatchers cause they come to fetch you with an autopsy ambulance just to dissect ya. They are the king cause they swing amputation. Lose your arms, your legs, and them is compilation. I can prove it to you, watch the rotation. Up to a fucking situation. So get up and get down. 911 is joking your town. Get up and get down. Late 911, where's the late clown? Get up and get down. 911 is joking your town. Get up and get down. Late 911, where's the late clown? Right here with the broken neck. He's a winner to the job never being done. He would have been in full effect. The late 911 was a joke, cause y'all are joking. A day to talk until your life when it's broken. They need to be in the pawn shop on them. 911 is a joke, we don't want him. I call a cab cause the cab will come quicker. The doctors huddle up and call a flea flicker. Reason why I say that cause they flick you off like fleas. They be left natural while you're crawling on your knee or to the stream, so go to limp. Thinking you are first when you're really are dim. You better wake up and smell a real flavor. Cause 911 is a fake lifesaver. So get up and get down. 911 is joking your town. Get up and get down. Late 911, where's the late crown? Get up and get down. 911 is joking your town. Get up and get down. Late 911, where's the late crown?
We're going to wrap up a little bit, but let's talk about what today is. Today is Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Day. Holiday. National holiday. And Mr. Cortez, what have you done for MLK Day today?
Well, man, I really haven't done too much today, man. I just sat back.
What? Are you saying you sat on your laurels for MLK Day?
Yes, I have.
Woof.
I look at it this way, man. Okay. I teach 9 months out of the year, man.
Mm-hmm.
I teach kids. I'm doing my community service, but I am getting a check for it in some ways.
Okay.
So I am doing my part.
All right. Kudos on that. Mr. GPS, how about yourself? What did you do for King Day?
Well, this morning I didn't really do too much. I was right along with Cortez on that one.
Okay.
I had to come into work today, so I couldn't rest too long.
Okay. Well, I can't say too much. As the old saying goes, if you point a finger at somebody, there's 3 pointing right back at you. I didn't do a whole lot except for doing some laundry, and I actually did some dishes. It's service for my inner community.
Damn.
See?
But you're a federal worker, man. You know,
shush,
so you did.
Shush! I can't let the people know about my FBI status. Codename 00. Never mind. But continue, sir.
I wish I could have, but man, sometimes, you know, it gets a little rough.
Mm-hmm. Times are getting tough on the boulevard.
Yeah, you know, I do the best I can, man. I try to teach my children the way that Martin Luther King would want me to teach them.
And what would that be, sir?
He believed in nonviolence, man. And I do disagree with the nonviolence issue, man. Sometimes you gotta choke a child in order to make them see the light sometimes.
You gotta choke a child, you said?
Oh, yeah,
I
man.
It's necessary.
Oh, God. Oh, Coco, please, go on. You're taking me to church and beyond, man.
Oh, man, I feel as though the problems we have out here is basically just poor upbringing.
Mm-hmm.
Letting the kid do whatever they want to do, and then when they get out of hand, then you want the state to come in and try to fix what you jacked up. I mean, come mm-hmm. on. We've been easy just to choke them out in the beginning.
Jesus. All right, Mr. GPS, what about your thoughts here?
I think it's a day, you know, to remember what Dr. King stood for, what he tried to, you know, the lesson he tried to teach the nation. But, you know, some people don't want to hear the peaceful side of things. Some people you got to get just a little louder
mm-hmm.
and just a little bit more edgy sometimes for them to get the point.
I see. So now here's my question. Do you think that what the gentleman did at the Burlington Coat Factory was justified?
Oh, I'm right behind the dad all the way, 100%.
wait a minute, hold up. First of all, I'm getting confused here. First you said you might have to sit down and talk with your old papa, but now you're saying that, well, I'm going to pat him on the back.
Now, see, you misunderstood what Mr. GPS is saying.
Oh,
see,
okay. Please clarify.
See, free at last. He whooped that ass, free at last.
Jesus.
That's what he did.
Wow.
The boy had to be refocused, so that's what he did.
Copyright that shit, too. Hell no, because
he didn't land on Plymouth Rock.
Plymouth Rock landed on us.
Yes. He went in Burlington Coat Factory, and he had his mind set on taking the other man's property.
He gave the papa gave the new meaning to the word turbo and breaking.
Hell yes, he did, man. He beat that ass.
And he did it with the broom, too.
Yeah.
All no breaking that you know about turbo and his little broom. So that's a flashback for you.
He had to learn. Oh, he had to learn a lesson, man.
Yeah.
Telling your age with that one, boy.
Shush, wow. Sir. Shush. I am the God here. Thank you. The whole day we're here to focus is about community service, and that's the most important thing. And that's just being honest. You know, it's what Dr. King wanted everybody to do, and to strive for as far as unity within the different cultures, but also to, you know, to give back. And that's what it's all about. It's all about giving back. So, maybe we didn't do our parts too much in giving back, at least this year. But we usually do on a daily basis. Mr. Cortez with his school children, who I say sometimes could be the root of the 666 number, but that's a different story. Mr. GPS, who has two jobs that he deals with very overpaid and underqualified bosses, which I will not confirm what companies he works for, but one of the companies I do associate with, let's say. And yes, we do have stupid visors. But nonetheless, we do our community service every day. And one of our services that we do also is this show for everybody. So we thank y'all. We thank the people in Spain. We thank the people in Venezuela. We thank the people in the United States for listening to us, including China and Japan. No, Dennis Rodman wasn't there in China when he listened to us, but who knows? Maybe Mr. Kim Jong-il was listening to us. Maybe he'll invite us to China.
I don't think Dennis will be.
Oh, I don't know. Kim Jong-un, Kim Jong-il, it's time to get ill. I don't know, man. It's one of them. I'm sorry.
Well, I got a funny feeling Dennis will not be listening to us for a while because he's in rehab right now.
Yes, yes, Mr. Rodman is in rehab, sadly. But either way, the whole point of today is do your community service. And if you can't get to do your community service, do something good for somebody else. Whether it be something huge and grandiose or something small but meaningful. Dreams. Kettle dreams. Kettle niggas dreams.
Want a bitch that look good and cook good. Cinderella fancy, but she still look hood. Butt naked in the kitchen flipping pancakes. Plus she tricking off the dough that a man makes. We got our own handshake, her titties ain't fake. Fucking in the car cause we just can't wait to get home. Early in the morning getting stoned. Pretty with her eyes low, money by a Bible. The type of bitch that Big said he would die for. Is the type that I ride and stay alive for. Tats on her back, looking all tribal. She no shoes, like she no survival. Well put together, she weathered the storm. Seen her brother die, so forever she strong. Hit Beyonce's song and she gotta perform. Whether fucking or fighting, we getting it on. Ghetto dreams. Ghetto, ghetto dreams. Ghetto niggas dreams. Ghetto, ghetto dreams. Ghetto niggas dreams. Ghetto dreams. Ghetto, ghetto niggas dreams. From the hood. I don't need to say shit, she can feel it. I talk sterilis, so nails acrylic. Ass is a weapon and it's hard to conceal it. Baby in one arms, the other is a skillet. Fried chicken macaroni, raised on the back of Stony Ghetto Prince. She's my abalone, like chick that had the back of Tony. Montana, reminded me of my mama. Knowing the drama like she know when the joke. Still a nigga squares not want me to smoke. I poke my head out of business. My sweet sense the streets and I know who my friends is. In this love for the money, power and clothes. My ghetto housewife watch reality shows. She might get the snapping if the cameras ain't closed. When the camera snap snapping, she ready to pose. Ghetto dreams. Ghetto, ghetto dreams. Ghetto niggas dreams. Ghetto, ghetto dreams. Ghetto dreams, ghetto, ghetto niggas dreams. From the hood. I notice all my flaws when it come to writing rhymes. Subject matter be changing too quickly at times. So I keep it strictly about dimes and stick to the story. Call me a pro in the pussy category. Had explicit experiences I shouldn't mention. For me getting women turned from sport to addiction. Powerful women playing the roles of submission. Lawyers on leashes, congresswomen inflicting pain on them. I gave one of them, I'm sadistic. They liked it, they diked it, devices twisted. Till I get a nice chick to get me on some nice shit. Crib raising kids, Labrador behind a white fence. But I'm still single, looking for Cleopatra. African queen, yo look at me, I'm a bachelor. Y'all niggas in trouble, keep your girls behind closed doors. Cross your fingers, be happy, I haven't chose yours. She love glamour, bought a Vera Wang sandals. Valentino bags, it's my etiquette. My man is half hood, half glass. Photographers, cameras, caught us out there. The spotlight, hope she can handle. She can join me red carpet at my next non-profit. Event having sponsored by some alcohol products.
jumping out of Bentley with some fresh red bottoms. You lived a dream with me when you were just in the projects.
And now what we're going to do is we're going to give our final thoughts. And our thoughts are very boisterous and wonderful. And sometimes it's all about a bunch of full of shit. But now is the final thoughts with Mr. Cortez.
Final thoughts with Mr. Cortez.
Well, to all of you dreamers out there, keep dreaming, man. Sometimes you gotta wake up from your dream and go get it.
You're on, sir. Oh, wait a minute. You know what? Can I do that over again? Because I wasn't complete with what I said.
Oh, go ahead, man. Go ahead.
Thank you. Yeah, I kind of jumped the gun a little bit, so I apologize.
Like remix.
Remix. Okay. This is the final thoughts with Mr. Cortez. Soundboard, let's do it.
Final thoughts with Mr. Cortez.
Well, to all of you dreamers out there, keep dreaming, man. Sometimes you gotta wake up from your dream and go get it.
You're on, sir.
Yeah, this is my final thoughts, man. I want, because mostly if you live in a neighborhood, for example, mm-hmm. and you see like your neighbors got like badass kids, I recommend you putting your foot up their little asses.
Oh.
I recommend you do that.
Man, what size shoe do you wear? Don't even answer that.
Oh, kids in my neighborhood are cool, man. I'm talking about a little like out in some of these areas, you kids running wild, man. They just need to let me invade and let me take over, man. Because these kids, man, they need a nice little, how can I say, a tune-up.
A tune-up.
Yes.
Oh, wow. You using car lingo here. Mr. GPS would like that.
Hey, I may hit the shot with him on. Hey, you know, we have to come off like Joe Clark in a few of these places. Get these kids, get them some discipline, and put them on the path to righteousness, to the path to destruction.
Okay, that sounds good. But here's my final question for both of yous. In this path to righteousness, what is your weapon? And don't front either, Mr.
I can get
TPS.
My hands on.
Wait a minute, what's that?
Whatever I can get my hands on.
Okay, and usually the first thing to get your hands on is what?
Shoes, man.
A belt? Did you say a belt?
Yes.
Ooh. Dry or wet? Ah.
Mm.
Getting babysitter flashbacks. Anyway, Mr. Cortez, what about you?
Oh, man, I feel those spirit of rise, spoil the child principles, man, you know.
Well, all I got to say is two words for my weapon of choice. No, three. I'm sorry, three. Wet electric cord.
Okay.
You want to talk about Zorro? That's all you'll hear, and that'll be it. Lights out. Lights out. But either way, I think this is our lights out for this episode here. But either way, we thank everybody for joining us this evening. And thank everybody for supporting us throughout this time. We're climbing the charts as usual, so we thank everybody worldwide because GFI is worldwide. And anybody that has any comments, criticisms, anything they want to hear, any new artists that they want to bring to the world so we can shout them out to everyone, or if you just want to just send us an STFU so we can Kimba you right back, just leave us a note on our Twitter handle, which is GFI Radio, all one word, G-5 Radio on Skype, and the G-Line, which is always on, 267-776-GPHI. And we're wrapping this up tonight, but just remember, people, those who can, will. Those who can't, won't. And see, se puede. Peace.
Peace.
Later.